Hey, 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 welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I wanted to ask you a question. Are you a faith-driven entrepreneur grappling with the weight of decision-making in your business journey? Are you struggling to find the balance between your business choices and your spiritual values? If you've ever wondered how to make crucial business decisions while keeping God at the front and center, then you are ready for this transformative episode. Today, we're going to be diving into the realm of decision-making as a Christian entrepreneur. We're going to be exploring the strategies and insights that come with seeking divine guidance, infusing prayer into your actions, and letting God take that lead in your business decisions. So join me today as I uncover the power of aligning your business journey with your faith, navigating those challenges, and finding strength in prayer to truly run your business with God as your guide. So enjoy today's episode and let's begin our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in this moment we gather before you as a community of Christian entrepreneurs seeking your guidance and wisdom in all aspects of our business endeavors. You've called us to be the salt and light in the world, to bring glory to your name through our work. We acknowledge that our businesses are not just opportunities for financial gain and freedom, but platforms through which we can manifest your kingdom values. Lord, you taught us in your word to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. We come before you today with open hearts, eager to align our decisions, strategies, and actions with your divine will. As we navigate the complexities of the business world, help us to keep our focus fixed on you. May your kingdom principles guide our choices so that our businesses become conduits of your love, justice, and compassion. Grant us discernment, Father, in the moments of certainty. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to discern the paths that align with your purpose and to recognize the ones that do not. Give us the courage to make bold decisions that prioritize your kingdom above personal gain, knowing that you are the ultimate source of provisions and success. Lord, remind us daily that our businesses are opportunities to serve, to uplift, and to bless others. May our interactions with our employees, customers, partners, and competitors be characterized by grace, humility, and integrity. Let us be known not only for the quality of our products and services, but also for kindness and love that we extend to all we encounter. As we seek your kingdom first, Lord, we surrender our desires, our ambitions, and our plans to you. Lord, align our hearts with your heart, our will with your will. May our business's goals be intertwined with the greater purpose of bringing honor to your name and advancing your kingdom on earth. Lord, thank you for the privilege of participating in your work as stewards of your resources. As we journey forward, may your presence be our constant guide and your word our source of wisdom. May our businesses be a reflection of your character, a testament to the transformative power of your kingdom above all else. In your precious name, who taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Hey, 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 you guys, welcome back, or welcome to if you're new here. Oh, so decision making. We all love to make those decisions. Oh, sometimes they're harder, sometimes they're easier, sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big. I feel like I'm like a Dr. Seuss book. But no, seriously. Decision making as a faith-based entrepreneur, as a Christian entrepreneur, this is what I want you to be doing first thing. This is what I want you to do before you make the decision, before you clear that decision and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. There is a crucial step that you need to be doing that a lot of us forget to do. And I'll be honest, this is advice for myself as well, because I still every single day am remembering to do this, am learning to do this, and instilling this habit within myself, within my business. And that is to take a step back and pray about it. Pray with God. And I know that we may not have earthly bosses anymore. Some of you might still, and that's okay. But most of us don't have a regular boss anymore. We don't have a 9-to-5 boss to run to, but we do have a kingdom boss. God is our boss. God is our CEO. And it is our responsibility. We need to do our due diligence to run to him first before we make any big decisions in our business. Because remember, this is our business, is our ministry. It is our purpose. And we want to be running our business in a way that is bringing glory to God. And he gave you those unique skills and abilities to do the things that you're doing now. So let's run to him, okay? Let's run to him. Let's just get that out of the way. But I will tell you that when you start seeking him in your business for those decisions, not only does your business run more smoothly, not only do you most of the time start making more success within your finances in your business, you start signing more clients, you start just it all just flows together because you have God at the center of your business. Pray before you start your morning. Pray before you make a decision. Pray, 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 pray. Always be praying. Pray first before you do anything in your business. Please, 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 please. Please do it. And my business, like day and night difference from when I first started and I was struggling, I was dealing with burnout, I was dealing with overwhelm compared to where I am now, where everything runs with ease, with grace, and I'm showing up with more compassion and love for those around me and just doing things that's going to bring glory to God rather than looking at, you know, am I going to make money from this? Is this going to help me with this? Is this going to help me with that? Me, 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 me. But now it's, Lord, where do you want me? Lord, what would you like me to do? Lord, who do you need me to speak to today? Lord, what investments do you need me to make today? And seeking him first before you make any rash decisions in your business, because we are so natural at living in our worldly ways and our humanly ways of, oh, that looks good. Ooh, shiny, 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 shiny. I want this. I want that. I want this. Ooh, she has this. Let me have that. Ooh, he has this. I want that. And just nitpicking everything around you that looks good and looks like it might work for you. When realistically, God has something that, you know, speaking financially, maybe it's cheaper for you, that is a better option for you, that's going to work better for you, because what works for them might not work for you. So it's really important to just take that step back and ground yourself back within the Lord and asking him for those decision making, for those decisions and how you should be making them. And that's really all I have for you today. It's just, I wanted that reminder for you just to ground yourself in the Lord again, in the Word, in the Bible, and seeking him first before everything else, because it's going to make a huge difference in your business. It's going to make a huge difference in how you show up. It's going to make a huge difference in how you feel about how you're showing up when you start seeing your business as God is your CEO. He is the center of your business. You need to remind yourself that you are a steward to him and you are doing his good works. You are doing his good works through you, through your business. You are part of the plan that he has for those around you. And in order to fulfill that purpose and that plan that he has for you on this earth, you need to be seeking him and getting that wisdom and that knowledge and that advice and that, you know, prompt decision-making actions through him rather than through yourself. So that's really all I have for you guys today. I just felt on my heart just to kind of record a quick little episode for you guys because they've been very long recently. So anyways, I hope that this served you. I hope that this blessed you. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you around for our next episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.